Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Udo Erasmus as my special expert guest. Udo Erasmus earned his Bachelor of Science from the University of British Columbia, followed by graduate studies in biochemistry and genetics. He is the author of Fats and Oils, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, Choosing the Right Fats, and Omega-3 Cuisine. His latest release is called The Book on Total Sexy Health. In 2005, Udo was inducted into the CHFA Hall of Fame for his tireless efforts educating the public about the difference between good oils and bad oils, and for pioneering higher production standards of unrefined flax and other polyunsaturated fat-rich oils to set new standards for food oils and other health-supporting consumer products. The Udo's Choice health product line was created in 1994. The Udo's Choice brand includes EFA-rich oil blends, probiotic blends, digestive enzyme blends, a prebiotic fiber blend, a super greens blend with fermented greens, and pet supplements. Good morning, Udo, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey.
Man, it's great to have you online. It's been 15 years since we met at the studio and did an interview with SNU. It was just fantastic.
You obviously have a very large circuit of friends. I only come up every 15 years.
And likewise, my friend. It's always good to run into you at a show and get the latest update on what you're doing. So I'm sure that everyone is curious about what you've been up to since our last discussion. So what's been going on and what are you up to these days?
Well, in a way, it's always more of the same. It's still about getting the basics of health together, because health is the natural state and health was invented by life in nature. So wherever we live in line with nature, that part is healthy. And whenever we get out of line with nature, then our health goes bye-bye. So the issue for me is always, given that we're civilized and we live in cities and we've got all these gadgets and gadgets and we're really not living in the natural state, what can we do to get us closer to that natural state in which our body functions most effectively? So that's my lifelong obsession, actually. And I just keep pumping away at it. And I guess I'll be doing that until my body goes horizontal permanently, which I'm not planning to happen for the sustainable future. I'm 75 now. I don't have any aches or pains. My joints don't hurt. I get no swelling. I got no inflammation. So I'm probably doing a couple of things right. So I'm just going to keep going. And I don't know why I'm obsessed with it, but I am obsessed with it. And I love the obsession.
My sentiments exactly regarding I don't know why. I'm a gym rat, as you know, and I started very young at 12 and grew up in the Arnold sort of mentality. And people have asked me, why do you do it and what motivates you? And I really, truly don't know why, Udo. I just do it. Yeah. I know all the reasons that I'm supposed to do it for. But the true motivation, the inside spice that gets me there, it's not even hard. Like for you, what you do, is it difficult or is it the easiest thing you've ever done?
No, I work my butt off, but it never feels like I'm working. You know, it's like I have long days and travel and road and, you know, everything. I love that I get to do this. So it isn't like work. It's in a way, I've never worked a day in my life after I quit university.
And isn't that in part what's crucial for happiness and fulfillment and a good life, to actually love what you do and to doing it in a loving way?
I would say loving what we do is our natural state. And when we find a reason not to love what we do, that's one way we get out of line again with a part of our being that makes a contribution to our health. So it's healthy to love what you're doing. It's unhealthy to hate it. You know, my mother had this saying, you know, we used to do chores and we'd moan and bitch about it. And so she said, look, it's very simple. You're going to be doing the chores because you are going to be doing the chores. I have a recommendation for you. If you decide to like doing your chores, they're going to be a lot easier than if you decide to hate them. So you might as well like doing the chores you're going to have to do anyway. And you can literally program yourself that way just by being clear about it.
It's very Aristotelian. And in fact, I wonder if your mother was a student of Aristotle, because he said, yeah, the secret to life is to like what everyone hates that has to be done. And then life begins from there. So that's right on.
Yeah, I don't know if she read Aristotle. She never told me about it, but maybe she was Aristotle.
I wouldn't doubt it. So now you have traveled around the planet. You've given thousands of talks, speeches, lectures, you know, TV interviews, radio. You've seen it all, man, out there. Now, Omega 3, from when I was working with Alice in the health food store in 1982, and I remember you teaching me about flax and how wonderful it was and, you know, learning about all the great benefits. So now it's a buzzword, like omega-3. I hear it all the time. Yeah. You hear it on the radio, TV. The question I have for you is, do people really know what it means?
They know it's a buzzword. They know it's important to health. They don't know what the issues are, I would say. It still don't. And the big issue with omega-3s are, of all of our essential nutrients, omega-3s are the most sensitive. They're damaged by light, by oxygen, by heat. They should therefore get the most care because of that sensitivity, but we actually give oils the least care. So we flip them in a frying pan and damage them with light, oxygen, heat all at the same time. And more health problems come from damaged oils than any other part of nutrition. And more health benefits come, you know, from making the oil change that I recommend, from oils that are damaged by industry and by cooking practices, to oils made with health in mind that are not damaged by the way you apply them in your food. So the big issue that people don't really understand, they think that fish oil must be good for you, although the research is pretty much now saying they don't work anymore. And it's because of more and more processing that's been done over the years. And they're a supplement, not a food foundation. What I work with is food foundation. A tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day. So 14 grams per 50 pounds. So I use like 4 tablespoons in winter. That's a lot of oil, and we do well when we use that kind of oil as our food oil foundation. Then you can add a supplement to that, but I would recommend krill rather than fish oil, because krill oil is not damaged and works more effectively and has some other benefits that fish oil doesn't have. But you can't do it on krill oil alone either. You need to get the foundation in place. And that means replacing the cooking oils with oils made with health in mind. When you get that foundation in place, then you can add a supplement to it and you may get additional benefits, but you can't just get healthy by taking 3 grams of supplement, because human beings just need a lot more oil than that for normal natural health. The biggest issue is that what's not understood is the production standards and the use standards. If you want the health benefits that omega-3s have, and they are the single most widespread nutrient deficiency of our time, if you want to get all the benefits, you got to get them made with care and you got to use them with care. And you got to use them balanced with omega-6s, because they compete with each other, but both are essential and both need to be made with health in mind. So fundamentally, what you really need to do, if you don't understand it, just get Udo's oil and that'll take care of it. Tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day, mixed in food, intake spread out over the course of the day, and absolutely never used for frying, but you can put it in hot soup and on steamed veggies and stuff like that.
Yeah, and of course, I add your oil to my protein shake every day, and I lather it, man. I add lots. I'm not afraid of fat. And of course, can you talk about the change, the shift in the paradigm of carbs to fats now? Finally, we have figured out that it was all bullshit from the get-go.
It totally was. You know, in 1979, when the McGovern report came out, they put carbs at the bottom of the food pyramids and fat on the top. Means carbs you want to eat the most of, fats you want to eat the least of. But they didn't address the processing damage issue in fats. That's why fats were bad. It wasn't the fats were bad, it was the damage done by processing, but nobody wanted to blame the industry for their practices. So they made this food pyramid, and in 20 years of using that food pyramid, overweight went from 25 to 60% of the population. Like, it more than doubled. Nobody came to the conclusion that maybe the carbs are doing it. But the truth is, when you eat carbs, either you burn them or you're going to wear them. If you eat more carbs than you burn, and guys like you who work out a lot can eat quite a bit of carbs and burn them, But guys who are sedentary, people who are sedentary, if they eat more carbs than they burn because they don't do enough physical activity, then their body has to turn the fats, the carbs that they didn't burn, into fats for storage, hoping for a famine, which these days in the Western world we don't get. And that's how we become overweight. Literally, carbs turn into fats, and fats inhibit fat production in the body. And fats turn on, especially the omega-3s, turn on fat burning in the body. And so you're better off to eat a diet that is rich with green vegetables and stuff like that, and use fats as your major fuel. Then you end up being able to run, you know, if you're 8% body weight and you run on the fat that you've got stored in your body, 8%, you end up with 4%. You can run 300 miles on that. If you carb load, you only get 20 miles on it. And that's why marathoners used to get really tired when they hit the wall at mile 20, when they couldn't drink sugar drinks while they were running. Now they've changed all that. But they could run 300 miles on fats already present in their body, but they could carb load and still only get 20 miles. And that's because fat has always been human beings' major fuel. So if you're overweight, you need to lower the carbs and you need to increase good oils to get your fat burning. And yeah, it helps to be active, of course. But if carbs turn off fat burning, so you can't burn off the fats as long as you keep eating carbs. And now it's true, it's slowly coming around, although in the advertising in the carb industry that really cashed in on this misrepresentation from 1979, they're still pushing low-fat diets, and although it's slowly going away now. And Atkins was the guy who was the first to yell about fats don't make you fat, and then he used to really like me because I was the only other person he knew that didn't demonize fats. So he had me on his show 4 times, and we would talk about that. He kind of started that, but he never used the good fats. He never made the distinction between omega-3s and saturated fats. And of course, he choked on his high-fat diet when he was 72. That's because he wasn't picking the right fats. He didn't pay attention to omega-3s and 6s, the only two that are essential from fats. He was okay with saturated fats, and there's some discrepancy around the events of when he died at 72. Of whether that was related to his diet or not, that will, I think, forever remain a mystery.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Now, as we age, because you're at a time where you could say that you're not the same, you're not living in the same body as you were when you were, say, 15, there's biological changes. Well, you know, like we've done a lot of research into what age is and how it affects the outcome of our life. So with regarding fatty acids, when you take in, say, one of the two parent fatty acid, the essential, are there changes that happen in the body along the way of life and change that we need to be aware of that should make us move in a certain direction towards using fats with that in mind more carefully?
Not really. The essential fatty acids will always be essential. Essential just means you can't make them in your body from anything else, but you have to have them to live and be healthy. So you have to bring them in from outside. If you don't get enough, your health goes down. If you don't get enough long enough, you die. If you bring back enough before you die, then all your problems from not getting enough are reversed. So that's the definition of essential. Omega 3 and 6 will always be essential. And this is not just going to be in my lifetime. This has been true for the last 200,000 years, and it's going to be true for the next 4 million years. Changes in essentiality are very, 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 very slow. And they have to be driven by something, and there's nothing to drive that kind of a change. So they'll always be, it's always the same tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day. That's worked for me since I started. It's been 30 years now. We're not seeing that children need more than adults, or adults need less or more than older people. No, I think what happens as you get older, all of your sins of your youth start catching up with you. And so it becomes more important to be paying attention to how to live in line with nature and your nature as you get older. So for instance, I still like wine, but wine doesn't like me as much as it used to. I've made changes just because of what I notice. You know, aging is funny. Aging is the result of living out of line with nature. If you, for instance, if you meditate, you can actually reverse aging. There's research on that. When you live a life of contentment and fulfillment, or whatever you call that, or love or peace, your age, your body ages much more slowly than it does when you live a hectic life. That makes sense. If you run an engine full tilt, it's going to wear out faster than if you just drive it around the block in at a leisurely place every once in a while. So the rules of physics and chemistry apply to human bodies just like they do to everything else. Living in line with nature and your nature is really the ticket for how to have the longest life and the best of health. I think what has changed in terms of the research now shows that fish is our dirtiest meat. And the research is pretty clear now that if you want the longest life and the best of health, you should probably base it on a whole food, mostly plant-based diet with the B12 supplement. And a lot of that has to do with how dirty our practices are and the damage we do to our foods of animal origin. Because we're not 100% vegan by nature. If we were, we wouldn't need to take vitamin B12, which is an animal-based product. But I don't think other than that, not a lot has changed. The basics will always be the basics. The fads will change, but the fads are not about health. The fads are about marketing and advertising and somebody finding an angle to enrich themselves by telling stories and misleading people a lot of the time.
Yes. Now, here in Vernon, I'm surrounded by lakes, and in particular up in the hills, there's some beautiful lakes that are just teeming with trout and natural fish. Now, I fish for those, bring them home and eat them. What do you think about that kind of a fish? Do you think that's a dirty fish, or is that pretty good on the table?
It depends on what's in the environment. I think this research is more about ocean fish, and the idea is, look, at all the poisons we drop on land in sprays and pesticides and all the chemical, industrial chemicals. Everything goes downhill with the water and ends up in the ocean. If you're depending on what the environment is of where those lakes are, it would determine how clean the fish are. If they're mountain lakes and there isn't industry around those places, that's probably the best you're going to get when it comes to fish. You can figure that out yourself. I haven't been to those lakes, although I did used to live in the Okanagan. But the issue is industry, you know, most of the poisons come from industry. And they go downhill, and water, of course, goes downhill. So water always looks for the lowest place. And eventually, everything ends up in the ocean, including the water in your lakes. But then when it evaporates, the chemicals stay in the water, and the rain is relatively clean, although we have toxins in the air as well. So I would probably eat a fish out of your lakes in the mountains. I used to eat fish all the time. I've backed off a lot. And the high-fat fish have the most fat-soluble toxins in them. So salmon, which used to be one of my favorite, I don't eat it anymore.
Yeah, I was just talking to his chiropractor, and he had a good saying. He says, as the habitat goes, so go the inhabitants.
I have one, too. This covers every environmental issue. And it's a little bit crude, and I saw it carved in a log on Long Beach on Vancouver Island. It says, if you shit in your nest, you will nest in your shit. Covers everything, doesn't it?
Literally. That's great. Now, Okay, I'm in a health food store, and there's like 6 bottles of oils, all kinds to choose from now since the day when I remember, like, you put flax on the map and put it in the fridge. Yeah. I think no one else had done that. You were the pioneer that did that, and I loved it. It was wonderful. So why should I choose Udo's Choice and not the other oils? And maybe this is a good time to explain why Udo's Choice oil is such a great product.
Well, what happened, everything I do comes from either experience or knowledge in science. And I look at nature, how it works, and I look at what happens in my body. I pay attention to that. And what happened is I developed flax oil because 99% of the population doesn't get enough omega-3s. And flax is the richest plant source easily available to us. And so flax oil for omega-3s. But then the guys I worked with said flax oil is the best source of both essential fatty acids. And I didn't think that was true because it has four times more three than six. And that seemed like not a really good ratio. And I couldn't argue with them because I didn't know. So I eat flax oil by itself as the only source of fat in my diet. And within a few months, I had omega-6 deficiency symptoms. It made me omega-6 deficient. And I fixed it by eating sunflower seeds, which have only omega-6s and no omega-3s. At that point, I decided we need to deal with the ratio better. If flax oil is unbalanced and I want to make people healthy, I better make something where they can't become unbalanced. And that's what Udo's oil came out of, the blend came out of. That was the one reason. The second reason was whenever I went out and gave talks, people would say to me, oh man, this is a complicated area. And can you just tell me one thing I can do that gets me all the good stuff from fats and none of the bad stuff? Because there are fats that heal and fats that kill, right?
Yes.
So that was the second reason for making the oil. We put in everything that is good from oils, omega-3 and 6, in the right ratio, made with health in mind, not damaged, not full of toxins, in glass, because plastic leaches into oil quicker than into water, so you don't really want plastic in your oil. So we put it in glass, we put it in the fridge, we put a box around it to cut the light out, and we literally made one product that you could use from now until you check out and never go wrong because we put it together in a way that is absolutely sustainable. So that's the point for making the oil blend. It came out of two. One is people just wanted it made easy for them. And the second one is that flax oil actually made me omega-6 deficient. I needed to fix that.
Right. And so can you talk about, just for a moment, what's in the blend? Like, what are the different oils that you've put in there?
Oh, yeah. Flax for omega-3s, sunflower sesame for omega-6s, evening primrose oil. I use it actually, it's got GLA in it, but I actually use it because it has very good antioxidants in it, if it's unrefined. And so we use it unrefined. Then there is rice germ, that's for the minor ingredients, especially ferulic acid, which improves energy metabolism. Oat germ for the phytosterols, those are good for cardiovascular and immune function. Then I've got coconut because it has a nice flavor and it has some medium chain triglycerides in it, small amount. And then we have lecithin. It makes it easier to emulsify and digest and absorb the oils. And then vitamin E as an antioxidant. I think that should be nine. That's what's in the oil.
Right. Excellent. And also you've got another one with some DHA added. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, because DHA comes from fish oils. Fish oils are damaged. And what we did was we wanted to make it, especially useful for women when they're pregnant or breastfeeding, while they're breastfeeding, kids up to age 5, and then people over 50. The research shows that when they lose DHA out of their brain shrinks. And that's on the old people's end, on the young people's end. DHA is an important structural and functional component of the brain. So DHA is useful for some people to get. I don't use it because most people can actually convert from ALA, the plant-based omega-3, to DHA, the fish-based omega-3. But for people who want to take it, we got a source from algae, because algae actually make the DHA that you find in the fish. It goes from algae, and then some little critter eats the algae, and then the krill eats that little critter, and then a little fish eats the krill, and then a big fish eats the little fish. And that's how DHA, made by algae, one-celled algae in the ocean, makes its way through the entire food chain. And so why not go to the bottom of the food chain, because it's cleaner, and these are actually grown in tanks. And we are the only people who were ever able to get DHA that was not treated with Drano window washing acid, bleached and fried, like the fish oils are, fried, deodorized, or distilled, or wiped film evaporated. And we were the only people that ever got this DHA unrefined. And so we use that in the DHA Udo's oil, just for people who are older and maybe early in life and pregnant women. But most people will actually make it. We have all the genes to make the conversion. And there are certain herbs, if you ate a plant-based diet, then that actually enhances the conversion of ALA to DHA. So it's very interesting, the whole thing. But the DHA, people think, oh, we got to have DHA and it's so important. And it's almost like you give them DHA oil, not because they need the DHA, but to give them peace of mind because they think they need it. There's been so much advertising by the industry. Oh, God, you got to have EPA and DHA and nothing. Omega-3s are not important except what's in fish oil. You know that's fish oil turf protection. You know that's marketing because it doesn't make any sense, you know, because elephants only eat grass. They got DHA in their brain. They convert it. So do gorillas. So do rabbits. So do horses. And so do Brahmins in India, 300 million of them, never eat fish, never ate fish oils. They have as much DHA in their brain, their eyeballs, and their sperm as we do. If they didn't, they'd be dumb, blind, and sterile. And you could look at India, and they've been doing this for 20,000 years, the Brahmins. They're obligate vegetarians, except they eat a little bit of clabbered milk to get their probiotics. And they've never had a problem reproducing or thinking or seeing. And that's a pretty big experiment that tells you maybe this whole thing about, oh, you can't convert or you can't convert enough. Maybe that's all bullshit. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, yeah, this is biological web that Jeffrey Bland talks about, you know, functional medicine's moving forward and just a lot of neat stuff going on with epigenetics and nutrigenomics. Yeah. And it's what it's doing, as you well know, Udo, it's proving out what you and I have been preaching from the rooftops for like 40 years and you longer than me, for sure.
Yeah, only using bigger words.
Yes. Yes, right? Exactly. I still like the simple stuff because the average dude can, you know, relate to it. We've got a little bit of time left. Let's talk about your new book, Total Sexy Health. What's all that about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been working on that book for 69 years. I started when I was six. No, that's really funny. I didn't know it was going to be called that, but I started when I was six because I came out of the war, the Second World War. And so I thought there had to be a way that people could live in harmony, and I would find out how. And that's what drove all my research, first into science to figure out how things work, then into biosciences to figure how creatures work, then to psychology to figure out how thinking works, and then to self-knowledge, because I actually needed to know how I work. And so finally, I got it done, and it's basically, it's called The Book on Total Sexy Health, The 8 Key Parts Designed by Nature. It's about nature and human nature. The reason for sexy, it's quite funny. Because I called it total global health. And my friend said to me, why don't you call it total sexy health? Total global health is boring. And I said, I can't write a book on total sexy health. I don't know anything about sexy. And then I started thinking about it. I was, no, hell, I know a lot about sexy. Everybody does, right? Because sexy has a, on the street, the way we use the word, not in the dictionary, but the way we use the word, it's about alive, juiced, energized, attractive, you know, and we talk about sexy technology and sexy ideas and sexy lines and art and furniture. And it has a very broad definition. And it's always about being full on, being fully present. You know, maybe the sexiest you'll ever be is when you're fully present in all of your being and in the world. So I had to rewrite everything. Why health? Everything affects health. It's not just about food and fitness. Food and fitness gets all the attention, but actually everything affects health. And under the umbrella of health, you can address every problem on the planet, whether you're talking war or you're talking politics or you're talking religion or you're talking relationships or whatever it is you want to talk about. Everything affects health. So the idea of total sexy health, there are 8 parts. One is called internal awareness. So there's an internal stuff that we mostly never go to, where actually the most important parts of it are. Internal awareness, and then to be in touch with the energy of life. You can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it, you can even taste it inside. If you look, listen, feel, and taste inward. Now, we're used to doing that outward, but we don't do it inward. We're not good at it. It takes practice. What you discover there is everything you're looking for, that you're trying to accomplish, that you're trying to get for yourself, you've already got. You were born with it. When you come to that realization, life becomes a lot easier. So that's good for health. So internal awareness, life energy, then there's out of that comes inspired creativity. And that's about what you and I were talking about at the beginning. You know, you're doing something you love doing. You have an obsession with it, for it. You know, you're obsessed by it. You know, and you love doing it. It doesn't seem like a lot of work. So you can put a lot of effort out, but not get burned out because you love doing it. So that's number three. Then there's food and fitness, the body. Then there's how you deal with crisis, survival smarts. That's sexy. You know, that's why firemen and policemen and soldiers are sexy. And then there is how you are socially, how you are in nature, and how you are with the big picture of living and dying in a very big universe. And each one of them confers something to our state of being. Sexy is a state of being. And whenever you get out of line in any one of those eight, the part it confers to sexy leaves the building. And if you get realigned with it, then that part of sexy comes back. That's basically the model. And then the other thing is that, you know, sexy is used to sell all kinds of crap everywhere to everybody. And isn't it about time that somebody used sexy to sell people on themselves? And I get to do that. I think it's so cool. I love it. Total Sexy Health. It's on Amazon and it just came out. We haven't even got the website for it done, but this is like my, you know, the, what do you call it? My opus, what is it called? Magnum, opus magnum or magnum opus or something?
Yes.
Yeah. This one I'm really, I mean, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill is a good book. No doubt about it. People tell me it's a great book. You know what? This one is a great book. And it's very dense, lots of information in it. And I'm going to be spending the next 30 years working on this whole picture. It's really fun. Oh, more. I'm more obsessed now than I was with fats. I really knew when I was in my 40s, I knew that fats was my first step. And then I was going to be turn health into a teachable field and then turn human nature into a teachable field. And health and human nature, I've combined them now. But that's what my big mission is, to turn health and human nature into teachable fields, because we're the only problem on the planet. And our biggest problem is we're clueless about what we actually are and what we actually have and how we actually could be. My goal in all of that is 8 billion people could live their lives lit up from within, because the light's already there. It's a matter of looking into it rather than looking away from it. When they do that, they will feel so taken care of by life, because life has taken perfect care of us every moment of every day through all our dramas and all our traumas and all our stuff. We will feel so taken care of that we don't want to steal other people's shit. When we don't steal other people's shit, we can live in harmony together. And when we live in harmony together, because we feel taken care of and don't steal other people's shit, then it's very easy to make sure that everybody's basic needs are taken care of.
Right on, man. That's powerful.
And that in a sustainable way.
Yeah.
To me, that is the big mission. I think the noblest mission of human beings will be to attain that possibility. And we're wired for it, except we're not looking to where in us we're wired for it, because we're always looking on the outside, looking in reaction, instead of going in and then bringing it out and bringing it out and bringing it out and being proactive to build that. You know, why should anybody not have their basic needs taken care of? Anybody.
Absolutely.
So yeah. That's the idea of Total Sexy Health. It's an overview of that mission.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, everyone out there, buy that book. Okay, get to Udo's website. Udo, what's your website address?
Udoschoice.com is the oil website, the oil enzyme probiotic website. The one that's for this book is totalsexyhealth.com. It's not quite up yet. Should be in a couple of weeks. Then I have Facebook that we do interactive on, Udo's Choice Official, and Udo Erasmus is my personal Facebook, and I post stuff that I find interesting there.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Hey, man, our time is gone. It's a blink of an eye. Okay, so we have a standing appointment. Our last interview was 15 years ago, so 15 years from now, it'll be 2032.
I'm going to try to be so interesting that you'll call me back in 14 years.
When you turn 100, man, we got an interview set up, okay?
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Yeah. In 2063, that's my big date. I'll be 104. That's when first contact happens in Star Trek, when the aliens land, of course, and change the world. And it's going to be...
No. I got bad news for you. The aliens aren't going to come and change the world. We're going to have to do it ourselves. You know, we shit our nest. We got to unshit. I'm going to shit our nest now. And you know what? This is like, honestly, this is like every day, pay attention. Every day, live sustainably. Every day, do what you need to do. But you're not going to do that if you don't feel whole and complete and in love with your own life. So go inside and dig it out, because you are so magnificent as a human being. You, Corey, but everybody who's listening, you are magnificent. It is unbelievable how you will fall in love with your life if you actually go and look it up, you know, look into it. When you feel taken care of, then you're free to do what needs to be done. People are not going to do it until they feel taken care of. That's my experience. I see it all the time. Why aren't we getting certain things done? It's because we're discontent and we were grabbing to get what we've already got, but we don't know we've got it. And if we did know we had it, we'd actually be ready to give, because we would feel taken care of. So the aliens, you know, I'll be there when the aliens come and to change the world. I said, well, I'll be there with you, Corey. We'll shake the hand, say, you guys, too late. We did it ourselves.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Udo Erasmus has been my special expert guest on this edition of SNU. Just a terrific person, a wonderful personality, a true pioneer in the field, and has helped not hundreds, not thousands, but millions of people worldwide to wake up and learn how to incorporate these wonderful fats into their diet, change their lives, and make progress towards health. Udo, we thank you so much for what you've done. We really appreciate you.
Thanks, Corey. I appreciate what you're doing, too, because you're on the team.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.